The following is the second part of the fifth day of Bhagavad Saptama, given by His Divine Holiness Srila Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj, recorded on the 30th October 2001 in Sydney, Australia.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So all the thirsty people come together. They don't know each other. As soon as they drink the water, they are separated. This is our coming together and getting separated. And it's all according to the plan of Krishna. This is the knowledge he is giving. And then he says, Daivena ekatra nita. According to the plan of Krishna, they come together. We are squeezed in one family, or in one lane, or in one town, or one planet, wherever. We are just assembled here. It's Krishna's plan. And that's why everybody is cooperating. The prasadam is getting ready. The hall is here, the expenses are carried on, and we don't have to worry about anything because it is Krishna's plan. And as soon as we obey Krishna's plan, and we are obeying very sincerely, that here there is no other thing going on. It's all glorification of Krishna. So far as we obey Him, everything will be provided. As soon as something else crops in, we'll have scarcity. This is our experience, today's experience. If we stop glorifying Him from here, then we cannot stay here. And we will not have any cooperation at all. But because it is for Krishna, so every living entity is attracted. This is how we should learn the practical lessons. That in our life also, if we make it a priority to just serve Krishna, through Prahladam Maharaj's instructions we are coming to, then you will be successful. You will be glorified also. The gopis sing very nicely. Jayati te dikam janmana vraja shayata indira shashvatatrahi daita drishyatam Dikshutavakas Trai Dhrutasavas Tam Vichinvate. It's a beautiful line, you know. It shows how we are glorified. Jaya. Jaya means glorification. Jayati te adhikam. You are so much glorified. Please, please don't get rusted in the material miseries. You are the shining spark of a supreme shining existence. Why are you losing your shining? The miseries may come. This is concoction misery again. We don't have to do anything with the miseries. They are temporary mela come together. Hum mele mein jama hue hain. Koi jaye, koi aaye, uske liye kahe ko sar koot rahe ho. Never worry about these things. They come, those miseries come, and who have come, they are going to go away. Jo aata hai, wo jata hi hai. Jo aati hai, wo jati hai. So why to worry about? Somebody comes in our life, somebody goes from our life. We don't lament for that. Yesterday we were playing with the crows. So the crows came and crows went away. I didn't scream. Why? Because I am not attached. So all these living entities are like birds, you know. They come, the wind comes from this window and goes out of the door. I don't scream, hey, where is my wind? I mean, that is the nature of the wind. It comes and goes. So that is the nature of the living entities of the come and go. So why are you unnecessarily concocting your things? Bhai, dukh kahe ko sar par lete ho? Hum lete hain dukh sar par. Phenk do dukh ko. If you don't entertain, they will go away. You are here. We are talking very nicely to you. We are trying to feed prasadam to you. That's why you are sitting here. Suppose tomorrow you come and I sit like this, and he sits like this, and no water, no glass of water, nothing at all. And I forget about it, I'm going. Because nobody entertains you. So don't entertain the miseries. Entertain devotional service. That is the instruction from this Hiranyakashipu, who is regarded as the supermost demon. And it was very powerful. After consoling them, they were quite pacified. They started chanting Krishna's names and forgot that Hiranyakashipu was killed. And this is the effect of this demon's preaching. So this is the other side of the demon. But as soon as he came out to the demons, then again he was very angry. And he tried to conquer the whole world. Then he thought that he doesn't have sufficient capacity to do this. So he went on the mountain and carried on austerities like anything, standing on one foot and one leg and for years together, 100 years, 300 years. And then he carried on austerities. In the austerity, his half the body is eaten up by ants and moths. You know? And even then he couldn't know that, so sincere austerity. Then because of the austerity's heat, the whole universe was in trouble. So demigods ran to Brahma and said, please save us, it's getting very hot now here. So Brahma told that, I know, I'm going now and I'll pacify him and you will be alright. So then Brahma went and sprinkled the transcendental water from his kamandalu. And he was rejuvenated. And Brahma said, now I have come, I am very pleased with your austerity. So please you can ask whatever you want. And he asked so many benedictions. First he said that I want to be immortal. But Brahma said, I am not immortal, how can I make you immortal? You ask anything else apart from this. So he was not going to be immortal. But in a roundabout way, he got so many benedictions. And he thought, that is equal to immortality. Nobody can be immortal here, however powerfully maybe. By yoga practices, you cannot have that. But by devotional service, confidentially, the immortality is established. By other practices, you cannot have immortality. But if you really sincerely become devotee, and if you are performing the devotional service to the best of your sincere attitude, then the immortality is confidentially established. And how it is established, then maybe if we are lucky, we won't come in the material body again to suffer the same miseries. Punha charvita charvananam. Again I am chewing the chewed. We don't come back. And we are always in the service of Krishna. That is our immortality. Yad gatva na nivartante tadhama paramamama. This is confidential immortality we attain through devotional service. Otherwise, by any means you try so many ways. You cannot be immortal. So many big presidents were there, and prime ministers were there, leaders were there. Everybody is gone. And there is so much military around them. And even then they were murdered, killed, everything happened. You know. This is not the way to become immortal. Devotional service gives you immortality. And that is the purpose of the pages of Bhagavatam. The Bhagavati Yuttam Shloke, Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Your Bhakti becomes completely firm if you go through these pages. You are chanting daily. You are reciting. We are reciting Bhagavad Gita from here. What is the use of recitation? And what is the use of understanding all these things? If you still not understanding this thing, that our bhakti must become firm. This is better that this is a waste of time then, if you can't do this. Your bhakti must be very firm, naishtiki, you know. And how Nityam Bhagavata Seva, if by reading Bhagavatam, if we can get this result, why are we not going through? Why are not touching Bhagavad Gita? Why are not touching Bhagavatam? Such a treasure of literature, transcendental literature, is at our disposal. Fortunately, Prabhupada has made it very clear. Why are we delaying? I don't understand. The delay is dangerous. And not only dangerous, but it is really killing us. It's like a suicide. We have come into this existence, so much treasure is at our disposal, and we are just going away from it. And again we are going to the rut. There is an unlimited circle of birth, death, disease and old age. And the reason is we. We cannot blame anybody. We, even now with all understanding, we are so very attached to the scratch. Glass pieces. Kachartham vismatam ratna. Hare namaiva kevalam. Hare nam is ratna. But we have for kachartham, for glass pieces, we have forgotten ratna. Humne ratna bhula diya hai. Hamare paas mahan ratna hai, naam ke roop mein. Kintu kaanch ke tukdon ke piche, humne sab bhula diya hai. Are bhai, television mein aap kya dekhte ho? What are you looking? It's just a screen. It's illusion. Ki badi sundar stri aa rahi hai, wahan stri hai nahi, kuch nahi hai. Mere gir ke baitha. Are bhai, kya dekh rahe ho, kaanch pe ho? You can't touch that woman. Well, there is no woman. Just you. Jara chup bait. Kuch samajhta nahi. Are bhai, this is madness. You switch off that bloody thing and start sending. Are bhai, illusion mein kyon mar raha hai tu? Kuch karan hai marne ka tera? Marna hai to Krishna ke liye marna. Tu woh nahi. Woh Krishna, I don't believe in Krishna. Are woh kaanch ko believe kar raha hai woh? Kaanch mein parvat bhi dikhte hai, darya bhi dikhta hai. Oh, 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 nice, very nice scenery. Are bhai, kuch hai nahi wahan. कौन समझाए आपको कि वहां कुछ नहीं है और जो आ रहा है वो सब कचड़ा है. देयर इज द पोल्यूशन, माइंड पोल्यूशन. हमारा मन भी पोल्यूट हो, विदूषित हो रहा है. व्हाई? एज द पोल्यूटेड एयर विल गिव यू द सिकनेस, द सेम वे दीज थिंग्स ऑल्सो विल ड्रैग यू डाउन फ्रॉम योर हाइएस्ट पोजिशन विच यू आर इन एट द मोमेंट. प्रभुपाद मर्सी, ही इज ड्रैग्ड यू फ्रॉम द रट and took you to the highest peak, and then from the peak you are again taking a dip, commit suicide. This is the main thing we are doing. And please come to this Jai Vijay. They have fallen down in the form of demons, but they are not demons. They are the most elevated living entities, and they are teaching through their pastimes. It was Krishna's desire that they should become enemies. And that's why he's playing his part very, very nicely. And he all got all the benedictions from Brahma, and then he thought, now nobody can kill me. So he went terrorizing everybody, everywhere. The demigods completely flew away from their positions. Eventually he went to heavenly planets. He was not satisfied with the only earthly planet. He went to, they were mystic, all these demons, they were mystic. He went there, and then he insisted that the Indra should come down from his throne. So he went, Indra was very, very terrified. He said, what can I do for you? He said, get off your throne, he said. Indra stood up, you know. And he sat down on his throne. Then he said, what can I do for you? Take out your helmet, you know, and put that crown on me. And he wore the crown. And he was so very powerful, including Brahma and Shiva, they were also afraid of him. Narad was just a layman before him. Narad was running around here and there to satisfy him. Just to show, this is the best pastime of Krishna, that what to talk us, of us. Brahma and Shiva, they are very powerful. Narada is also a very powerful devotee. But because they were completely under the control of this demon, they were also scared. And all the demigods were running around here and there. They became invisible eventually. And the terror started doing anything and everything. Eventually, the whole thing came to his son. Now he wanted his son to be like him. Prahlad was very young. So now everything was alright. Everybody was praising him. And he thought that he is in control now. That is how Krishna many times shows us also that you are in control now. And now we go on doing whatever you like. And then we completely go crazy. And this way he also went crazy. So he appointed for Prahlad two teachers, you know. And they were Shukracharya's son. And Shukracharya himself was the guru of demons. Demons are better. Guru, how can we imagine? The guru of demons. You know? So these boys, they were nice. He said, these are the fit person to teach my son. Shanda and Amarka. Their names are also very nice. Shanda and Amarka. So he called him and said, take care of this boy and teach him all economics and political history, and he should be ready to take over my throne. You know? Alright, Maharaj, now we are doing this. They went and took Prahlad, and we see many times in dramas also they try to teach Prahlad. But it so happened that when Hiranyakashipu had left for performing their austerities, so demigods thought that this is the nice opportunity. That for a long time that demon is absent here, so we'll capture our kingdom. So they became powerful, and they fought with the demons, and demons lost, and they arrested Kayadu, Hiranyakashipu's wife. She was pregnant that time. So they were arresting the woman. Even demons were not arresting women that time. Demons were also nice natured demon. Now we have completely the very bad tendencies at the moment. When demons were asked by Narad Muni met on the way, he said, why are you arresting this woman? So we are not going to kill the woman, he said. But she is pregnant, and as soon as the demon is born, we'll kill the demon and relieve her. So Narad Muni told them that in her womb, please know that it's not the demon. It is the best devotee of Krishna is situated in her womb. So the demons also were convinced, is it there? It's not demon there? So they released her. And they went around her to pray. And then they paid obeisances to the devotee and then went away. And this is how Kayadu was taken by Narad Muni to the ashram. And she was given the instruction, transfer the instructions. This shows that in the womb also the child can learn. And that is what the Vedic system is. When our mothers and sisters, they are also pregnant, we always force them to go to the temple to hear something about Krishna, to read Bhagavatam or hear Krishna at least, hear Ramayana, hear Mahabharata, whatever. All good. Then we take them to the fresh air always. Only some outside the village, some celebration is there. And this is how we take care of the child in the womb. This Vedic culture, from every side, it is just to remind us that this place cannot be our permanent home. Our permanent home is somewhere else. And we have to always strive to go to that permanent residence. And this is how all our traditions were followed. Even now, to revive the traditions, Krishna is very, Prabhu had tried very seriously. And he introduced these traditions just to give us the opportunity to hear about these things correctly. He wrote so many books himself. And he has given on every page, his compassion is flowing. Prabhupada did not have to achieve anything from us. His compassion is all in all the purports. He gives so much information just to pick us up from this material rut. And as soon as we come to this point, then we get the continuous instruction from the pages of Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam or whatever. And this is how we should come to these literatures. And not only that, but in the womb also the child has the capacity. Child hears. Since the child is 2 months old in the womb, the ear holes start. This is the first sense which starts in the womb. And this is the last sense which goes away at the time of death. You know, many times it's happened that because of excessive pain at the time of death, we may lose our speech, but the ears are there. The man who has lost the speech on the deathbed, he can also hear. This is the last sense to go away. It's a very important sense. But we learn everything through the ear. And this is the tapascharya. This is the penance of ear, that we don't hear anything scratch. Just make a rule that to the minimum extent I will hear other things. And this is the best thing to improve our health also. If you don't hear anything bad, nothing pollutes your mind or the existence. And then there is no danger to your health. This is the main thing to be understood from this. So eventually Prahlad learned everything in the womb. And when he was born, he was already had some lessons from Narad Muni. This is how Prahlad was also Narad Muni's disciple. And this is how when we come to Prahlad Maharaj, this, he was taught by the Shand and Amarka, so many other things. But he always will insist that I have learned this. After some time, Hiranyakashipu called him, called the teachers, and have you taught my son now? And he took him, son, what are you doing? What have you learned? And he immediately replied that you are pleased, you are the chief demon. Here, that those who have accepted the bodies. We have that shloka, you know, in our... Atat sadhu manye. You have got the pages. This page number I don't have here. 7th canto, chapter 5, text 5. Have you got the page? Sri Prahlada Vacha. Sri Prahlada Vacha. Sattat sadhu manye. Asurvarya dehinam. Sada samudvigna. Dhiyam. Asadgrahat. Itvatmapatam grahamandakupam vanangato yad harimashreta. Somebody has a good job in big letters, you know, so everybody can see. Please repeat again. Sanskrit is beautiful. Sri Prahlada Vacha. Sadhu manye. Please everybody chant loudly. Tatsadhu manye. Asurvarya dehinam. Asurvarya dehinam. Sada samudvigna. Dhiyam asadgrahat. Itvatma patam gram andakupam vanangato yad harim ashreta. Sri Prahlada Vacha. Tasadu manye. Asurvarya dehinam. Itvatma patam gramanda kupam vanangato yad harimashvayeta. Sri Prahlada Vacha. Tasadu manye. Asurvarya dehinam. Sada samudvigna. Diyam asad grahat Hitvatma patam Dramanda kupam Vannam gatoyat Harimashveda. Lord Maharaj replied, repeat, please. O best of the Asuras, king of the demons, as I have learned from my spiritual master, any person who has accepted temporary body and temporary household life is suddenly embarrassed by anxiety because of having fallen in dark well where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest, Vana. More clearly, one should go to Vrindavan, where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent, and should thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the prime minister instruction he gives to him. Now, everybody cannot go to Vrindavan, maybe. Vrindavan is the place, dhams, you know. Four dhams we have. Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri, Badrikashram, Rameshwaram, and Dwarka Dham. In all these dhams, even now, the glorification of Krishna goes on. In your own place, you can create Vrindavan. If continuously you chant Krishna's names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. And Prabhupada was very clear that we are not here to change your faith or convert your this or that. Whichever name you use, there are so many millions of certified names for Krishna. So you please go on chanting. But if you don't have any name, then chant Krishna, he says. If you don't have any process, then follow the process which I am giving you. And somehow or the other, he has really toiled and moiled to wake us up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Otherwise, our night life was so very obnoxious that 3 o'clock we were going to bed. And I don't know how he did, he just woke us up at 4 o'clock. And now, nearly crores of living entities, millions of living entities around the world, they are devotees or semi-devotees, and they are trying to get up early, if not 4 o'clock, at least 5, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, earlier than what they used to get up. This is the main thing. And then Vrindavan is at your step. In your house there is Vrindavan. Don't worry if you are not able to go to Vrindavan. If you can go, so far so better. You step in India, and there are so many difficulties in Bharatvarsha also now. But even then, we are completely satisfied. That land has some potency. Then anywhere you go, and you step down from the aeroplane, as soon as you step down, you feel quite happy. The weather is very good always. With half kurtas, you can move about here and there. No cold, no rain. Set seasons are there. People are a bit religious. At the first sight, you may really not like it, because we have so much population, and out of that population, half of the population is not Vaishnavas nearly. Either they are Muslims or Buddhists or Christians or someone. So they don't want to follow the Vedic traditions. So at the first sight we may think, oh, I have come to India, I don't see anything here. No. But if you go to the population, Hindu population particularly, and in that also Vaishnavas, and in that also our temples, ISKCON temples, then you know really what is going on. Religiosity, basic religiosity, is the monopoly of Bharatvarsh. I many times tell in the foreign countries, the Christians should go to India and to see how Christianity is followed. It's not the which faith they follow, but they are basic religious. So they follow Christianity also very good. Buddhists also, they are very expert in Buddhism in India. And no doubt in our sects also different sects. But Vaishnavas are really very powerful, even now. And Prabhupada's mercy, there's so many now young people, they're understanding the importance of our Vedic culture. And they have full idea now that this is the only culture which will uplift this planet, if at all it is to be uplifted. Otherwise there is no other culture. All of the so-called faiths, they're the offshoots of this Vedic culture. You take Islam, it's only 1400 years old. Christianity is 2000 years. That means before 2000 years, nobody was liberated. Millions of years ago, Bhagavad Gita was present. Imam Vyasudhi Yogam, Proktavanaham Abhayam, Vivasvan Manve Praha, Manu Ikshva Kavya Abravid. Millions of years, Bhagavad Gita is there. And in Bhagavad Gita, in 4th chapter, nice formula is given how to get liberated. He says, Vitaraga bhaya krodha manmaya mam upashritaha bhavo jnana tapasa puta madbhava gataha. This is formula, madbhava gata. They all came to me. This is last millions of years. And how? Vitaraga bhaya krodha. Vita means without. Rag means attachment. Bhaya, fear. And krodha, anger. Those living entities who have bit decreased at the attachment. And as I told you, to decrease attachment is not the carelessness. We take full care, but we know that nothing I could do. Everything is done by Krishna. Krishna is looking to the living entities. We falsely think that I am looking after my children, I am nourishing them. No, their breathing is going on because Krishna wants. That's why you can give one bread to the children. Children are very dear to us. But that doesn't mean that we should be careless in our duty. We should be very careful, but without adjustment. This is the yoga karma sukhaushalam. Art of living material life is here. That you are not attached, the same time you are not careless. This is the beginning of it. And as soon as you are not attached, and you are very careful, every living entity is very pleased with you. Knowing or unknowingly, everybody wants the service. So attachment is not there, and at the same time you are not careless. And then, vitaraga bhaya, you are not afraid of anything. That sickness will come, oh, I may die, he may die, or she may die. Doesn't matter. Death and birth is going on. So with this idea, we don't have bhaya. We are not afraid of anything. And then, if the fear is not there, anger is not there, we are always completely satisfied. Because we have full faith in Krishna. And we know very well that idea is sunk in our mind that Krishna is controller. So we are not disturbed at all. As I told you, that we are not surprised at any situation. Those situations are going to come. We cannot avoid. Dukkha layam ashashvatam is branded by Krishna. This life is full of misery and temporary. So we can't find any remedy for it. The best remedy here, Prahlad Maharaj gives. There is only one remedy. That you should leave this situation, go to vana, go to forest. And Prabhupada says there are no forests now. So go to Vrindavan. And I told you that there is no need even if you cannot go to Vrindavan. You make Vrindavan in your own house. Only chanting is the remedy. This is the supreme remedy. And if it is so nice, so easy to follow, why are we delaying? After discussing Prahlad Maharaj, we should never go back to the rut. At least we should devote some time to sincerely chant around. You may chant one or two rounds or four rounds, whatever. But you please chant sincerely. Don't look to the television and chant again. No. We have our, one of the devotees in Singapore, he's very much addicted to seeing the television. You know? So he doesn't watch one television. There are three televisions. In one the wrestling goes on, in the other the news goes on, in some film is going on, something else is going on. And he's very busy, he said. If somebody comes, don't disturb me, he said, I'm very busy. Please stop these things. We are wasting our human existence in this. So at least I thank you, all of you. I hope that you are only watching one. Thank you for your austerity. This is tapa, you know, just to watch one. Otherwise, don't follow this instruction to give four. You know? Please, save yourself from this. And from today, at least few rounds, one round please chant sincerely. And stand, have a taste. And then there is no need of forcing it by anybody. You will increase yourself, because then taste is there. As soon as Krishna's association is there, then nothing troubles us. This is what Prahlad Maharaj said to Hiranyakashipu. He again flared up. And he was very angry with the teachers, you know. Teachers were completely trembling before him. What to do, they didn't know. So they took Prahlad Maharaj back. And again they tried to. Again after some time, Hiranyakashipu called him. Come on Prahlad, have you learned? And they insisted that only the politics and economics should be taught to this boy. And make him ready to take my throne. You know. So again they taught, but Prahlad Maharaj from the beginning was a devotee. So again he asked, and again the second verses we have given here, the nine ways of bhakti is given here. Please send. Sri Prahlad Vacha Tasadu Manne Asurvarya Dehinam सदा समुद्विग्न धियाम असद्ग्रहात् हित्वात्मपातं ग्रहमन्दकूपं वनंगतो यत् हरिमाश्रयेत श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णोः स्मरणं पादसेवनं आसनं वंदनं दास्यं सख्यं आत्मनिवेदनं इति पुसार्पिता विष्णौ भक्तिश्चे नवलक्षणा कियेत भगवति यद्दा तन्मन्ने अदितमुत्तमम् श्रीपुल्लादुवाच तत्साधुमन्ये असुरवर्यदेहिनां सदा समुद्विग्ना धियामसद्ग्रहात् हित्वात्मपातं ग्रहमन्दकूपम् वनंगतो यत् हरिमाश्रयेत श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णोः स्मरणं पादसेवनं आसनं वंदनं दास्यं सख्यं आत्मनिवेदनं इति पुंसार्पिता विष्णुः भक्तिश्चेन्नव लक्षणा क्रियेत भगवति यद्दा तन्मन्ने अदितमुत्तमम् Please repeat the translation now. Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form qualities, paraphernalia, and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship, with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, being His servant, becoming His servant, considering Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto Him. In other words, serving Him with body, mind and words. These 9 processes are accepted as pure devotion service. One who has dictated, one who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. And even then, Prahlad again gave these ways of bhakti to Hiranyakashipu. Inside he was very pleased, you know, he was Jayavidhi. He was very pleased really. But outside he was flaring up again. And he threw him away, you know. He said, no good child. And again he was very angry with the teachers. So teachers explained to him that we are teaching to the best of our ability. And I don't know where has he picked up these things. So again teacher took him back and asked him, the Matirna Krishna is Parato Svatova, he said. By our own endeavor, we cannot learn about Krishna. As unless Krishna is merciful, it's very difficult to go an inch ahead in the devotional service. And in order to obtain His mercy, there is only one way, that constant hearing from the reliable sources is required. And that's what in this verse, Shravan is the first thing. The more you hear, the more you are convinced about these things. We have so much hearing material outside, but maybe it is because of material education or whatever. But transcendental education is completely absent. We lack in these things particularly. We must have the Vedic institution, wherein it should make the people ready to fit into the material world. At the same time, we should give them the transcendental knowledge throughout. You know, in America, there is a society, TM they call it, transcendental meditation. And they have the full educational system. They only meditate. And boy enters into kindergarten and comes out as engineer or doctor or whatever it is. He completes the whole thing. And so all the young persons automatically attracted to the movement. Our movement also wants feeding. Please, this is our unique qualification, that we are the heir apparent of this Vedic culture. We have our own traditions, and we have revived our own traditions. And these traditions, all the traditions, should be protected. And with a genuine attention, we should come to these few of the verses and try to learn them and try to perfect our own life and help others also to perfect the life. Everywhere you cannot have your own interest. Please forget about it. Selfish is a very good word. We become selfish. But instead of selfish, we should become selfish. Selfish. Separate it. So you are working for your own soul. It's not selfish interest. It's selfish. So I have a soul, you have a soul, she has a soul, everybody has a soul. So we are working for everybody's welfare. Money should not be the criteria always. And you can experience this. Now here, I heard that some group cooked today here. They volunteered for cooking. And they are very happy. They didn't get many money from it. But they performed the service without money, and they are very pleased. When we do the activities in which the return is not involved, that activity pleases us. And this is what we have to learn from these pages, that we have a need. We have our own work, or whatever fruity work we are doing. And that work also, please don't keep the fruit in your mind, but just love the work. And that is what we have to learn from the Western or Eastern society. They are very, very immaculate in their work. We people are lazy. We just do some half-hazard work. Don't do that. Learn these lessons, that we have to be very immaculate. Fruit, no doubt, we are getting our salary or profit or whatever. But love the work. And then you try to utilize some time to work for the betterment of the society in this sense. People were asking Prabhupada that why don't you open hospitals or schools or this or that or that or that. Some welfare activity. So he is always insisting that I am opening the temples. So if the people are attracted to Naam, the name of Krishna, then they don't require to go to the hospitals. They don't require to go to the schools. He used to call these schools as slaughterhouses. And in India, really we have slaughterhouses now. Child is very small, maybe 6 years, 7 years old. And he has to learn three languages and three histories, Indian history, English history, and again something else, Congress history or whatever. Long, long ago, the Queen Victoria is dead. In England, we stay in England, we went to see the grave of Queen Victoria. It's completely broken, fall apart, and the trees have grown up there. So she's gone, vanished completely from England. But in our primary school in India, she's alive. That child doesn't remember anything. Queen Victoria, Queen Victoria, Queen Victoria. He's gone. Who was the Queen? Queen Victoria. Who was the Queen? Queen Victoria. As if all over the world there is only one Queen. Man, this is slaughterhouse. In three languages, Hindi, his own mother tongue, and English. The child can't speak properly. I'm a boy. Come on. Speak English. I'm a boy. And he doesn't understand anything about it. This is slaughterhouse. We are just killing the children. Then every week there is a test. What test? Then tuitions. Then they want to play something. Then the demon father becomes very angry. Hey, we are not studying. I mean, he has just come out. Again, fellow goes back, writes something, homework again. This is slaughterhouse. And then again, after putting him maybe 20 years of education, then he comes out from the college, there is no job. And he doesn't understand what is happening. These are young people, they are completely lost. They don't have any direction. And this is a very pitiable situation of a younger generation. That's why Prabhupada insisted that younger generations must have this direction from Prahlad Maharaj. That you please come to this point and your life is very sublime. Whatever work you do, whatever education you acquire, don't worry. And then in the life also, because of the absence of the God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, so many miseries are there. And in order to reduce that misery, we have so many departments we organize. Prahlad Maharaj very nicely recites these verses. In the verses he instructs that whatever remedy we apply, that remedy is more miserable than the misery itself. You know, we have one misery that we don't want to walk. So we have invented cars. Now you know better than me. As soon as you buy a car from one or the other, you have to pay the road tax, petrol you have to buy, then repairing you have to carry out. All these things come with it. It's better that we call it 11 number car. You just go walk, you know. And then again you sit in the car, and your tummy is getting big, you know. And indigestion is there. So you sit in the car and go to the doctor then. You say, we have increased the miseries. So many remedies we have found out. And those remedies are horrible. We should not calculate. So we had calculators. And now the young children have lost the memory completely. 2 plus 2, eh? I mean, come on, 2 plus 2. I must have calculated. And then he does calculate. 5. Even then he's wrong. Then he says, calculator is not enough. We must have computed. The fellow can't understand anything. He has to try computer. He doesn't know what is happening. And goes on. Then too much use of computer gives some disease in the joints of the fingers. So now for that again. Then again, in Europe, I don't know about Australia, but should be here also. Internet viewers, those who view internet for more than 3 hours a day, they are regarded as drunkards. Drunkards and these internet viewers, they are put on the same level. And doctors are advised in those countries that please you have to rehabilitate them. So there are big societies coming up to rehabilitate the interviewers. Because internet view is like a drunkard. You know, drunkards also are rehabilitated to decrease their drinking. The same way, we have so many societies coming up for rehabilitation of the internet viewers. We have created our own sins, and again we are increasing those sins. This is how Prahlad Maharaj is very clear. That please come to the simple life some or the other. To the minimum extent, we should do everything. Otherwise we are killing in these things. And our whole time is wasted. Human existence is completely wasted. And that's why we have given you few verses from Prahlad Maharaj. Those verses are worth meditating in. This, on the pages, synonym, I don't know the page number, but it's text 8. It starts from 8. We have already run out of the time. We'll discuss few verses. Please recite. Shri Prahlada Vacha Brahmadaya Suragana Munayotha Siddha Sattvaikatana Gatayo Vajasam Prabhare Naraditam Purgunair Adhana Pipipriho Kim Tavashtum Arhati Same Harirugrajate Manne Danave Janrupa Tapasutavajas Teja Prabhava Balapaurusha Buddhi Yogaha Naradhanayahi Bhavanti Parasya Pumso Bhaktya Tutosha Bhagavan Gajayuta Paya Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The Brahma Sahita lyric, whole prayer is very good. And this verse gives you 12 things which are not required for bhakti. It's beautiful. Manne means I consider. I consider that the following 12 things are not required. The first thing is dana. The wealth is not required for devotional service. Whether you have wealth or not, you can perform the devotional service. Second is abhijana, aristocratic family. You know, my brother is a doctor, my father is an accountant, my mother is this, I have uncle this, all this aristocratic. It is not required at all. Then rupa. Rupa is also not required. And rupa means personal beauty. Only the beautiful people can chant Krishna's names. No, there is no restriction. The more ugly you are, the more chant you can chant very nicely. Nobody looks at you anyway. Tapaha, austerity is not required. Shruta, learning is not required. Ojas, bodily effulgence is not required. Teja, vigor is not required. Prabhava, influence is not required. Otherwise we boast, I know the Prime Minister, I can get your work done, and this and that. No influence. Bala, bodily strength is not required. Paurusha, ability is not required. You are all able persons, that's why you are settled in the foreign countries. This is ability, but this is also not required. Buddhi, intelligence is not required. And yoga, mystic powers are also not required. These 12 things are not required. Nothing is required. Please, the sincere desire is required to recognize the authority of Krishna through his names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare. Na aradhanahi, na aradhanahi. For prayers, you don't have any qualification. Devotional service is very simple. Please don't complicate it. Don't put any conditions to devotional service. It's a very simple thing. See, the oxygen is required for breathing. And we have come from India or Singapore, and we don't have to bring the oxygen cylinders with us. Oxygen is everywhere available. And there are no meters in your nose, how many cubic feet you are taking. And there is no bill. It's free of charge, and plenty it is supplied. Devotional service, being our constitutional right, by our own right, we have the right to perform devotional service. So it should be plenty available everywhere and free of charge. Don't stop anybody from coming to the temple. However he or she may be sinful, you think. No restriction for the living entities. Everybody must take advantage of the darshan. Nobody, we should not complicate unnecessarily. We are monopolizing it, trying to monopolize. No, you don't have any right to monopolize. You must make it free and free of charge. If you can feed the people, it's well and good. Prabhupada said that everybody who comes to the temple, not only who comes to the temple, but in the vicinity of the temple, around 10 miles, nobody should go hungry. So they say, please be wide-hearted and welcome everybody into the temple for darshan, for hearing. Maybe even the gross sinful living entity also will improve. So this is the meaning of Prahlad Maharaj. And he gives the example then, Bhaktiya Tutosha Bhagwan Gajayutapaya. Elephant was in difficulty. That topic we couldn't touch because we had limited time. But Gajendra, he was moving about with so many she-elephants and he was very proud. But eventually went to take bath in the lake and the crocodile caught hold of his feet. And by only bhakti, because in the previous life he was the king and he remembered his meditation. And just he was in trouble, so only half name he could pronounce and he was liberated. He didn't have all these 12 things. This is the very easy instruction from Prahlad Maharaj. I leave it to you to chant these things and please try to understand. Take these pages and if you can put at least in a plastic cover, they will be ready for you any time to look at and try to understand. And those who are fortunate enough to get hold of the Bhagavatam copies, they should go through the purports also. And this is how we should devote our time, you know. Krishna jinka naam hai, Gokul jinka dham hai, aise Shri Bhagwan ko mere barambar pram hai. Krishna jinka hum hai, Gokul jinka hum hai, aise Shri Bhagwan ko mere barambar pram hai. Shodha jin ki maiya, Shodha jin ki maiya, Nanda jeeva paiya hai, aise Shri Gopal ko mere barambar pranam hai. Shodha jin ki maiya hai, Nanda jeeva paiya hai, aise Shri Gopal ko mere barambar pranam hai. Radha jin ki jaya hai, Adbhut jin ki maya hai, aise Shri Ghanshyam ko mere barambar pranam hai. Aise Shri Bhagwan ko barambar pranam hai. Krishna jin ka naam hai, Gokul jin ka dham hai, aise Shri Bhagwan ko mere barambar pranam hai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitya Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Bol, Hari Bol. Hey there, Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jai अच्छे भगवान महाराज की, नहीं बोलने वालों की।